T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I don't know, Ron. I keep going back and forth on this. It is nice to be in it, but doesn't it depend on your definition of in it? They're in the playoff race every year, but are they really in it?
Not this year, I don't feel like.
Do you think they had a realistic chance going into last year's playoffs? Did you feel good about that team?
I felt good about them beating Cleveland at home in the first game, and then if you get to the second game, who knows? You know, they were 11-0 at one point and playing pretty good.
Yeah, they were.
And Bud Dupree gets hurt. To me, that was the line of demarcation for them. I think it all fell apart after that.
What about the 2 years before that?
Well,
one, they missed the playoffs.
Yeah, no. I mean, I didn't feel like they were, you know, Super Bowl caliber. The Jacksonville year, I definitely thought they were.
Yeah. And then they...
That was 16, right?
Yeah.
That was their last... No, that was 17.
17, yeah. I don't know, man. And the near future.
But this year, they got in as the seventh seed and a miracle.
I mean, it's not just – I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about three of the last 4 years. And I didn't feel by the end of last season that they were a very realistic playoff team.
No, I didn't either, because they obviously staggered in.
So they're in it.
Sort of like
but what does
Arizona
that
did this year. You know?
Yeah, they're in it, but not really. Not in it to win it. They're not really in the mix or Tomlin used, we need to find our niche in the AFC. They don't have one. They come back with Mason Rudolph next year. They already don't have a chance then. Not in a conference with Josh Allen and Mahomes and Burrow and whoever else.
Whoever else.
But then they stick. Are they going to hang around maybe and go 8-8-1 again? I don't know. 8-8, 8-7-2, 9-8. Where does that get you in pro sports?
8-7-2.
So I'm mixed. I'm mixed on it. Like we've been talking about, it is admirable. It is. It makes it interesting. But how interesting? When eventually you realize, where are we really at a game over 500? Maybe two games over. Maybe a game under one of these years. We'll be in it, especially now that there's 7 wild cards. But are we really in it? And do we have to have a crap season to get back in it, like the one that got you Ben? These are all the things that run around in my mind, Ron.
In that cranium of yours.
Yes. I don't know. And I lean toward this is actually the worst place to be, is barely in the playoff race or in the playoff race every year. That's the worst place to be, is in it around 500 with no chance to win. On the other hand, as a fan, you do like it at the end of the year.
On the other hand.
You do like having the games be interesting. But I think
like
fans could live with one, even two really bad years. I think they could live with that.
If they get Joe Burrow. If they get Justin Herbert.
Yeah, but that's going to after the fact and saying if they get that. What if you have a chance at the next Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert, whether you get him or not?
Right.
That's what you want.
You know what? I don't know. You know, fans have to make that determination. I think they like the fact that they know their season isn't going to be over in October.
I think they would trade in a – but the reason they have Ben is because one of those seasons didn't go that way.
I got that.
And then I bet if you ask them, they would easily trade a trip to the Super Bowl or a Super Bowl win for 2 or 3 horrible seasons. Would you?
If you're going to get me to the Super Bowl, yeah.
Well, again, that's okay. Yeah, I'll give you one trip to the Super Bowl.
And then 3 bad years?
Yep.
I'd take that.
So would I.
I'd take that. But I would take 4 give me a shot years over if you're not going to guarantee me the Super Bowl. And
but
I know
that's
you can't
my point. Do they really have a shot? A shot at what?
I thought they had one last year until Bud got hurt. And then I thought they had one in the Jacksonville year.
Okay. So three out of the last five or four out of six.
But they made the playoffs this year. I mean,
I know. Believe me.
You got to get in to
have
a chance.
I'm torn on this, Ron. But I know, you don't have a chance. They didn't have a chance
this
year. But
they were the number seven seed.
Can they get the seven seed next year? Of course they can.
Look what happened to Philly. They stunk in the playoffs, too.
How many teams in the conference? 16, right?
16 and
16. Yeah, seven of them. Half of them go to the playoffs, practically. Right. So, of course, you're going to have a chance. How can you not? I don't know. I'm just talking out loud from both sides of the equation here, Ron. You know what I mean? Of course they could have a chance next year. Did you see their schedule? First of all, I don't know if the Browns and Ravens are going to be good. They'll probably be average. They might be below average. I don't know. And then the rest of their schedule doesn't look daunting at the moment. Did it to you?
We didn't go over that. We should go over that. We haven't done that yet.
I know.
I think they're all in the Miami, Buffalo. I think they have Atlanta, Carolina. Nothing overwhelming. No West Coast trips this year.
Of course they could be in the race next year and make it interesting. It's hard not to. How many teams didn't at least have an interesting season this year? Miami did, right? Oakland, Chargers.
Yep.
I don't know. That's the other guy talking. And now the other guy says,
you got one guy on each shoulder.
I do.
Huh?
Yeah. It's hard not to be in it. It is, at this point with seven wild cards. You have to really stink not to make your season interesting. Would you agree with that?
Kneecap Campbell season, even though they going to get the number two overall pick, and I thought their season was interesting because they were really competitive, and I thought he's building something there. It depends.
You are a big Kneecap Campbell. I actually like Kneecap, too. I think
his players really play for him. And again, I guess a horrible season depends on how you look at it. They're going to get the number two overall pick.
That's what I'm saying.
And they should have gotten.
So why not?
They would have
that?
Gotten the number one overall pick if they hadn't beaten Green Bay at the end.
So you'd still find a lot of people, and I have mixed feelings on this, saying, "Why'd you trade for Minka? You weren't going to. Your quarterback is aging out here. What are you doing? Would you trade T.J. Watt?"
I think that's a fair question.
It is a fair question.
Because they traded for him after Ben got hurt.
But if you're of the opinion that the goal is to be interesting and be in it and give yourself a, quote, shot every year, then that's a no-brainer. Of course you keep making trades like that. Of course you move up to take Devin Bush. That's the guy on the left shoulder talking, Ron. The guy on the right shoulder says, would you trade T.J. Watt right now and get a top five pick if you're rebuilding anyway? Would you?
Wow. That's something to consider.
It is.
I mean, I don't know how long he's going to be at this level. You know, his brother's had a history of injuries. He's been hurt a little bit. That's something to consider.
I think so, too. At least the guy on my right shoulder does. The guy on my left shoulder says, are you crazy?
I don't think they're in it. With all respect to Kenny Pickett, I don't think there's a top five quarterback out there this year, though. That's the thing. I don't know if I'd make that trade this year. But if there was a top five quarterback, I would absolutely consider that.
Well, you could always finagle your way into say, I don't want the top five pick this year. I want it next year if you want T.J. Watt.
Right. Yeah, but then again, what if Watt declines next year, gets hurt? You don't know that you're going to get the top
five. No, but you make the trade now for a 2023 first rounder.
Oh, okay. You don't see many deals like that, though.
You could if you want. All I'm saying is you could if you wanted.
Can you do that?
Red Auerbach would have done. Can you?
I don't know.
I think you can.
I've never heard making a trade now for a draft pick like number one 2 years down the road. Maybe I just don't know. I don't know the rule.
Either way, I think that's a consideration.
Yeah.
But I think what's more realistic.
TJ's not going to be at this level forever.
What's more realistic is that they're going to sign Minka.
Yeah.
They're, according to Jerry Dulac, I'm not necessarily in this school, that they have heavy interest in bringing back Joe Hayden. They've got money to spend. They still have Cam Hayward. They still have T.J. Watt. They just drafted a running back and a tight end. And I think Tomlin is going to want to go out and get a veteran quarterback. I believe that report from Jay Glazer. I still have
maybe an offensive lineman.
So they think that they're still, quote, in it, Ron.
You know, I think they think if Alo-Alo hadn't got hurt and they'd had Tuitt, they think they might be in it.
Yes. The guy on the left shoulder agrees with you.
To have a more legitimate shot this year.
Right. Here's Jay Glazer's tweet from a couple months
ago. I don't think
ago.
Anybody really realizes. No, that's not right. They do realize how important Tuitt and Alo-Alo are for that defense.
Right.
Cam was basically a one-man line. And you can't win that way. You can't stop the run like that.
I know.
And then Devin Bush obviously disappointed. And Schobert, to me, was every bit probably a bigger disappointment than Devin Bush. At least Devin Bush had the knee injury, you know.
Yeah.
Schobert came in healthy and was a major disappointment to me.
Jay Glazer from a few months back, the Pittsburgh's a good friend of Mike Tomlin's. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't want to start from scratch with a rookie QB next season. There's going to be a huge market for veteran QBs that are available. Tomlin's going to go out and get a veteran.
Your boy Trubisky.
There's nothing that tells me that they're not going to believe they have a shot and act as if they have a shot next season, a real shot to win it all. There's nothing in their DNA. They don't do that. They don't rebuild except by accident. And Ben was an accident, you know?
Yep.
He's like my brother Johnny, who came 10 years after the rest of us. Ben was an accidental 6-10.
Who you don't even consider a brother.
Ben.
Do you have, how many siblings you have? I got two sisters. And I go, I thought you had a brother. Oh, yeah, I do have a brother.
They accidentally went 6-10 and got Ben. So the guy on my right shoulder says, that's never going to happen again. Is that the guy on my right shoulder arguing this is a good thing?
And you don't know that Ben was going to be a star, a Hall of Famer. There's been guys.
No, but when you look around the league, you look at Burrow, you look at Mahomes, you look at Herbert, most of these guys, you can get quarterbacks in a lot of places. You can. But the studs right now are guys who are taken in the top 10, 11, 12 of the draft.
I mean, I guess there's probably Ryan Leaf is obviously the exception.
Of course you could miss.
And there's probably been a few others, too.
Of course you could miss, but you want to give yourself a shot, I think.
Right. They took and a the kid only way from to Miami get it, of Ohio.
They traded into the top 10 for Devin Bush for an inside linebacker. Mahomes was taken 12th. Not in that draft, but you know what I mean, Ron.
I got you. That's not an exact science.
In order to have a shot, either you've got to sacrifice precious resources, trade a stud player, or be bad for a year.
Those are three choices to go.
Do you think every person listening to us would think it was completely insane to trade T.J. Watt for a top five pick?
I don't think they would, but I mean, and I'm not suggesting it or even advocating it, but I would, you know, if there was somebody I thought I could get in the top five that I thought would be a franchise changer, you know, I would consider it. But I don't think that quarterback is there this year.
I have a stomach ache, Ron. Every time I drink hot chocolate, this happens.
I thought it was the guy on the left shoulder that was giving you, making you ill.
He's having problems. I might have to leave for a few minutes.
God.
Horse, is that all right with you?
He doesn't care.
He just nods his
head. He doesn't care.
Horse wanted to play Deontay Johnson.
Hey, we're due for a break anyway. You can take a leave of absence. I'll do the update.
If you think the Steelers are in a rebuild, would you trade T.J. Watt? If your take is this is going to get worse before it gets better, then why would you keep a guy through the prime of his career and just waste his career? A legendary defensive player. You might be of the mind that they can still win, that they're still in it. We're in it every year. We're going to go 8-7-2 next year and sneak into that seventh wild card spot, and TJ's going to take us to the Super Bowl. Maybe you believe that. I don't know. Maybe you believe they can rebuild. They'll bring in a veteran quarterback. They'll buy some offensive linemen. They'll sign some people. I don't know. That's possible, I suppose. Is it insane to think that they're due for a rough stretch here? And if you it's not insane to think that. And if you believe it, then how could you not consider trading T.J. Watt for a top five pick? How could that not be on the table? What would be the point of having him through what you think is going to be a rebuild? I still think that they can win, Ron.
The defense has a chance to be better.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what Tua's situation is. I don't think we're ever going to see him. I don't know if Alu-Alu at his age is going to be able to come back. They're going to have to address the middle linebacker, inside linebacker position again. And, I mean, they could lose three-quarters of their starting secondary.
I mean, my hope with Tua would, of course, be that he's emotionally recovered from an incredibly traumatic
and physically,
event for him and his family.
He had a bad ankle injury.
And
too.
That he would be recovered and ready to play. I don't know. You can never predict with events like that in life. But I think there's a decent chance he could be back next season. Maybe Alu-Alu, but you can also go out and draft people and buy people on defense. I think that they have a chance to be good, but that they can't depend on Mason Rudolph. Otherwise, you might as well write the whole thing off. 412-928-9370. And we will listen to Deontay Johnson. I didn't fulfill that tease, and for that, Ron, I am greatly ashamed. You can tweet us at 93.7TheFan. Follow us on Twitter, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and it's 11:18, time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Ron, what do you think? Do you think Mike Tomlin has anything of substance to say today when he talks to the media?
No. You know, I don't know. He's not going to say Keith Butler's retiring or Canada's fired, I don't believe. You know, he'll probably say he's still going to be evaluating his coaches like he evaluates every position player. That would be my guess. You know, maybe get a few updates on, well, this guy's going to need surgery here, surgery there, maybe that kind of stuff.
Maybe Ray-Ray McLeod gets a piece of the franchise as an owner.
Ray-Ray McLeod, right? Yep.
We'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.